I just control what I can control. You know what I mean? Just try to make sure I show up to work every day, get better every day. So when my number is called, I'm able to perform. So I'm not counting the days because they gave me another one. So they kind of believe in me. Well, they believe in me.
Right.
So, cause they gave me another one. So I'm just going to ride the wave and make sure I get better.
What were you saying out there tonight?
This team has a really good chance to be extremely phenomenal. We got a great staff. Once the pieces fall into place, I'm really gonna be excited to see it. So,
what makes you say that?
I mean, guys, the guys that play today are considered rotation in and out, but for them to take the number one team in the Western Conference and have a dog fight. It shows you how much toughness this team has. And we're not the starter. So just imagine if we are fully, fully healthy and everybody's come back. And I feel like this team can do a lot of things. So we just got to continue to work, build, and trust the process that Quinn is putting us through.
I saw you talking a lot throughout the game with Quinn, like dead balls, timeouts, you're having like extended conversations with him. Is that just a product of trying to get as much information since you haven't been with the team that long, or what are those conversations like?
I mean, yeah, some correction, a lot of communication on how we want to do stuff and what I see. So Quinn trusts the process and he trusts us. So he just asked me what I see, and then if he sees something else, we just try to correct it as a unit and make sure that we can get a stop or a rebound or whatever we need to execute that we execute.
Where do you help this team?
I really do a lot of things, so I'm just trying to figure it out. But whatever the team needs me to do, I'm willing to do it.
You mentioned that obviously tonight it's not, you know, most of the British guys are out there playing, and you're competing against the Phoenix Suns, who have the best record in the league, and you're leading deep into the fourth quarter. Like, what was kind of the story tonight, just in terms of why you guys are so competitive?
Every night. We want to be competitive every night. If the starters play to the last man on the bench playing, that's what we stand for, playing hard and playing the right way. So that's always key, especially when Quinn is drawing up the game plan. Of course, we got a great coaching staff. Like, that go back to them. They put together a nice game plan, and they make sure that we execute or try to get the best looks as much and as often as possible.
Yeah, you were here maybe 24 hours when you first talked to you. You already, like, were really enjoying being around Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, because you talk highly about the coaches have too. Tell me about that.
I love everyone here. I mean, they welcome me with open arms, accepted me. No one has ever turned me down. They always ask me if I need anything. They're always making me comfortable. So it's especially being a guy that's been accustomed to a certain way for years, and then come over here and be welcome with loving arms. It makes you really enjoy the process and everything. So that's why, like, I feel like the staff, the organization, they just does an unbelievable job from top to bottom, just to make sure that every player on this roster have whatever they need, whenever they need, and so much more.
And then with Quinn specifically, but again, this 24 hours, and you're like, I really like Quinn.
Yeah, no, I like Quinn because his energy, his effort, like, he's passionate about it. Like, we are passionate about it, obviously. So, like, of course, that's going to bring chemistry. But not only that, he's a great dude. Off the court, he's a great dude. Like, and to me, that's before basketball, because having human traits like that, characteristics, it speaks a lot about your character. He the head coach of the Utah Jazz. He can walk around with his head up, but he don't do that. He want everybody to have the same energy. He want everybody to be on top. He want everybody to succeed, because that's the type of person he is. He's a selfless person.
What's it been like for you, just kind of, I know it's kind of big picture, but what's it been like for you just kind of over your career, just kind of having to fight for everything that you got?
I'm used to it. I don't even trip anymore. It is what it is. That's the role that I'm assist. So I just got to learn to adapt and not look at the bad of it, look at the good and figure it out.